Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Monday, September 18th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Texas Attorney General acquitted. Deputy targeted. Country singer leaving country music. And hang up the suit, put on the hoodie. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, was impeached by the Texas State House on 16 charges. Well, the Texas Senate just acquitted him on all those charges. The Senate is a Republican majority, but so is the House that voted to impeach him in the first place and send it to the trial. So he's going back to work today, back on the job. The one senator who did not vote was Senator Angela Paxton, his wife. A Los Angeles sheriff deputy was shot in the head, ambushed while he was sitting in his patrol car. He was 30 years old and proposed to his girlfriend just 4 days prior. There's no description of the suspect. And they don't know if this was a targeted shooting on that particular deputy or just any deputy in uniform. Also, a retired California police officer was murdered in Las Vegas. He was riding his bicycle down the street when two teenagers decided to intentionally hit him from behind. They laughed about it as he flew over the hood and they drove off. The video was posted online. The 17-year-old driver charged with murder. Video from inside the car, like one of them presumably posted it online. Country singer Maren Morris is announcing that she is leaving country music because of the effect the Trump years have had on the music genre. Country music has been a specific genre since around the 1910s, but it just couldn't survive Donald Trump. And maybe it won't survive Maren Morris leaving. She said it just revealed who people really were, and that they were proud to be misogynistic and racist and homophobic and transphobic. Oh, what will country music do without her? Well, the expression is one bad apple can spoil the bunch. And it's true. Studies have shown that if you take a employee with a bad attitude and you move them to a group of employees with a good attitude, thinking that the people with the good attitude will lift up the person with the bad attitude, doesn't work that way. The bad attitude person tears down everyone else. The bad apple spoils the bunch. I say that because the U.S. Senate has always had a dress code. But because Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, dresses like a slob all the time in shorts and sweatshirts, the Senate has changed the dress code rules. You can now wear whatever you want. I'm Mike Slater. Now to a man who's always wearing a suit and tie, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, as everybody knows, the press is corrupt. So there is a tale of two scandals. First, the Dominion voting machine situation, which cost Fox News $800 million in legal judgment. So what happened there, as you know, is that Fox News knew the Dominion voting machines did not malfunction or were not perpetrating fraud, yet the network allowed its commentators and guests to say the Dominion machines were corrupt. So Fox News had to pay. Now we have an identical situation, not quite as intense because it's not a national election, but the investigation of the Biden family finances. So everybody knows that Vice President Joe Biden back then helped his family amass between $20 and $30 million. Banking records show that. That's not in dispute. Yet, the corrupt left-wing media tells you time after time after time there is no evidence linking President Biden with his son Hunter or his brother Joe. That's false. And more evidence may be produced as an investigation continues. So, you got fraud, no doubt about it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Greg Dumphy, Brilliant, Wisconsin. I don't believe the federal government's job is to remove Putin. I always thought the job was to protect its citizens from invasion. All right, Greg, I mean, if you want to take an isolationist point of view, it's not going to end well for the USA. I mean, we have to have a world order in order for us to do business. Our economy needs free markets. So if you let Putin run wild, you're not going to have them. You have chaos all over the world. Lisa Brack, concierge member. I love Shock and Awe. I'm thrilled you put it on BillO'Reilly.com. This episode with Joe Namath and Rob Gronkowski is excellent. I hope there's more to come. There will be. Shock and Awe is our latest feature for BillO'Reilly.com premium and concierge members. Okay, we're giving you perk after perk after perk, and nobody else can see it, by the way. So, start of the NFL yesterday, New York Giants were defeated by the Dallas Cowboys 40-0. At one point, I thought I might have to go in and play quarterback. And it wasn't Daniel Jones's fault. I mean, come on. You got to give him 3 seconds to throw the ball. Anyway, that's inside baseball. We got Shock and Awe. It's a good football thing if you're interested. Marilyn Reed, Oxford, Michigan. You mentioned how your new book, Killing the Witches, will explain the Mayflower journey. Very interested because I am the descendant of two of the passengers. You will love Killing the Witches. You will love this book. We put you right on the Mayflower, right in the Salem witch trials, then right in the debate on whether America should be a Christian country, and then right on the set of the movie The Exorcist. Wait till you read what happened on that movie set. Killing the Witches. Order now, get it first. BillO'Reilly.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know the drill. This book will keep you up nights, that is for sure. In a moment, something you might not know.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money, so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 47 years ago today, more than 2 million people gathered in Beijing to mourn one of the most brutal dictators in human history. After 3 decades of absolute power, the communist leader transformed China from an agrarian society into a nuclear superpower. He also directly caused the deaths of millions of his own countrymen. Here is the story of Mao Zedong. Born in 1893 in Hunan province to a peasant family, young Mao moved to Beijing as a teenager where he studied Marxist literature. He formed the Communist Chinese Party in 1921. A bloody civil war broke out after World War II. Mao and his crew seized power in 1949 and proclaimed the People's Republic of China. For the next 27 years, Mao Zedong terrorized the Chinese population. Under the guise of rapid industrialization, he instituted several reforms, first the Great Leap Forward, then the Cultural Revolution. The communist programs caused the worst famines in human history. Through political oppression, starvation, death camps, forced labor, and mass executions, Mao's regime killed between 30 and 50 million Chinese citizens. In September 1976, Mao suffered a series of heart attacks. He died September 8th at the age of 82. After 10 days of mandatory mourning, the Communist Party threw Mao the biggest funeral of all time. His embalmed body lay in state at the Great Hall for another week. Millions of visitors paid their respects, including diplomats from the Soviet Union, East Germany, and North Korea, all communist countries. And here's something else you might not know. Mao's remains are permanently interred in the center of Tiananmen Square in Beijing. Communist scientists constructed a special glass-covered cooler to preserve the chairman, so Mao Zedong's body remains on display in the Chinese capital. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.